USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
North Carolina Republicans Wednesday failed to override the Democratic governor's veto of a Born Alive bill. Democratic State Representative Deb Butler says babies who survive an unsuccessful abortion are already protected.
All living infants in North Carolina are legally entitled to the care that they need. Any overt act to injure or cause death to a living infant is already punishable as murder.
The state's Senate already agreed to an override. President Trump is in Ireland, his first visit to that country as president. Ahead of a meeting with Ireland's prime minister, the president shared the latest on pending tariffs on Mexico.
I think they want to do something. I think they want to make a deal. And they sent their top people to try and do it. We'll see what happens today. We should know something.
But talks did break off at the White House on Wednesday, and there was no deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in Detroit say they think a serial murderer and rapist is at large in the city after the body of a third woman was found in a vacant home. Chief James Craig says they believe the homicides are linked to the sex trade.
It appears the suspect is targeting women in their early 50s. We want to make, again, any sex worker aware, particularly if a person is trying to lure them to a vacant dwelling.
Two of the women have now been identified, both in their 50s. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took questions prior to leaving Capitol Hill to travel to Normandy for D-Day celebrations. Pelosi says the president's tweets and actions, even proposed Mexico tariffs, are part of a presidential plan, deflection.
Well, let's face what it is. It's a distraction from the Mueller report, and it served its purpose.
Senator Bernie Sanders, Democratic presidential candidate, took his criticism of American economic inequality to one of its alleged perpetrators Wednesday, condemning leadership of the retail giant Walmart over low employee wages at its annual shareholder meeting in Arkansas. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump continues his trip to the United Kingdom along with the celebration of D-Day festivities and took time to discuss a number of issues on British television in the wake of the Virginia Beach shooting. While appearing on the British morning program Good Morning Britain, hosted by Piers Morgan, Trump was asked about guns and whether silencers should be banned.
I don't silencers. Like it. Would you like to see those back?
Well, I'd like to think about it. I mean, nobody's talked about silencers very much. They did talk about the bump stock, and we had it banned, and we're looking at that. I'm going to seriously look at it. I don't love the idea of it. I don't like the idea. What's happening is crazy.
The Virginia Beach gunman appeared to target supervisors in his department in the early moments of that shooting spree that left 12 people dead Friday. Two medical testing companies say personal information on millions of their patients may be at risk following a security breach. More from Chris Barnes.
On Monday, Quest Diagnostics announced a data breach was affecting 12 million of its patients. Then on Tuesday, LabCorp announced that the data of 7.7 million of its patients could also have been exposed. Both of the companies are affected by a breach at a third-party collections firm called American Medical Collections Agency. Information that could be compromised includes names, addresses, dates of birth, credit card and bank account numbers, and payment balances. LabCorp says it believes Social Security numbers and insurance identification info are not compromised.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.